1340 Tan Talk Radio here in Clearwater, Florida. So we are excited about everything God's doing. You are tuned in to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And, you know, Nan, the poems, the things that keep happening through you and the ministry, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of ministry that happens on Friday night. Can you tell people what Friday night's all about?
Oh, it's great. We have the gathering. We meet, we have a prayer meeting and Bible study. Prayer meeting's at 6. Bible study begins at 6:30, I'm sorry. We have a time of praise and worship music, and then a time of open interactive Bible study where we are studying, you know, about Ruth and Naomi right now.
Yeah.
And it comes out a little bit differently than what it does on the radio
show.
Yeah.
It
depends on how the Lord leads. It's really cool. I come from work. We have tables set up. You can bring your dinner. Come on down. Join us. We just have a blast. It's been a very long week at work because we're getting ready to open the school. And it was like, and there's a temptation to not come this Friday night.
Yeah.
And then when I started to come across the wrong bridge from Tampa, because I work in Tampa, had to do a UE kind of thing on the and I was like, maybe this is a sign I'm not supposed to go. And I said, no, that's really stupid. You just messed up. You went your normal route. So that's not a sign from God. It's just you just messed up humanly. You messed up.
Right.
So I get there and I was so excited. I told my roommate, I said, I am going to Bible study because I need that charge.
Right.
And I was charged up after I left Friday night. And that's just what happens when you go there with a receptive heart, receptive spirit, looking for what you're going to learn and receive. And that is what Friday night's all about.
Amen. Amen. Cindy, you've been in many of those, haven't you, with us?
Yes, ma'am, and I miss them dearly.
Yes. We're working on something to maybe be able to Skype those or something. We're not sure how that's going to work out yet, but there's such a wonderful time in the Word, you know, and fellowship. And if you're in the Tampa Bay area, please include coming to the Friday gathering at Beacon of Hope. At least one Friday night if you're here. And we are located at 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater. And we're meeting currently in the Ramada Inn there. Cindy, you've been in that place before. That's where you ran into us after many years, didn't you?
And yep, that was my first stop on this journey here.
Yes, that's
my
right.
My journey back, I should say.
Yes, your journey back. And so that's Friday nights at 6:30, and we get out a little before 8. So it's not a late evening, but it's a time of really wonderful fellowship and study and worship, and it's just great. So, yeah,
I want to say something. I remember, we were talking about that Friday night when Cindy came a while back, right? And so...
I was thinking about the one when she came 4 or 5 years ago,
never mind.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say she came several months ago. I don't remember exactly when, but I know that she...
November.
Okay. Yes, that's right. You were here for our 400th anniversary of this show.
Right.
And Thanksgiving. Yes.
Thanksgiving.
And it was like a retreat for her. And we were able to really... God ministered to her even in that service.
Right.
In a great and mighty way. And just as he did that for her, it was a Kairos moment for Cindy to be there that particular moment. So will God do for other people just as he did for her if they just come in.
Yes, come on in and join us.
He's there to minister.
Right. And if you don't have a Bible with you, we have others. We have some to share with you. So, all right, we're going to kick off this second hour with the song, and then we're going to get back into Ruth chapter 2. This song is by Francesca Battistelli, and it's really a great song. It's called Strangely Dim. Listen to the words very carefully.
I've got all these plans piled up sky high, 1,000 dreams on hold, and I don't know why. A front row seat to the longest wait, and I just can't see past the things I pray today. Then every doubt I feel deep in my heart grows strange. sometimes where I stand on this narrow road is in a raging storm or a valley.
Boy, that's a great song. Woo, I wrote some of those words down. When I fix my eyes on all that you are, then the worries fade and fall to the ground, and they become strangely dim. Philippians 4:4-6 says this: be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that passes all comprehension will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. In the Message Bible, it says, don't worry about anything. That's basically what it says. And we are right here in Ruth chapter 2. This couldn't have come at a better time, that song. Ruth chapter 2, verses 8-9, where Boaz is giving Ruth instruction, and he says to stay right there, which we just talked about. And then he says, don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. Ooh, Nan's got a poem, something God gave her, and then we'll get back to Cindy here in just a second. Go ahead, Nan. What's God give you?
It's pretty powerful.
Oh, boy.
It's pretty powerful.
It's probably for Cindy and I and our listening audience.
I think it's probably for all three of us
okay.
in our listening audience.
Okay. We'll accept that. Go ahead.
Accept that. You have plans of what you want to do, but please know that I have blessings for you. I will encourage you as you travel this life. Your difficulties, you will make it through. Look unto me for the blessings I have. You will receive right where you stand. I love you and am working all things out. Things will come together by my hands. You will receive the direction that you need. I am the God of tomorrow in your life. You will receive blessings from me while you are in these moments of strife. Trust me to open all of the right doors. It will be okay. Look to me with trust. You will be okay. Focus totally upon me. Your trust of me is a solid must. And it was interesting in that last little four
lines. Your trust
lines,
is a must,
trust
huh?
is a must. And he references trust three times.
Yeah.
And I know that here a while back, the Lord spoke to me and said, you are to trust.
Yes.
That's what you're to concentrate on this week. Trust,
trust
in me.
Trust.
You know, and I like to encourage, you know, everyone listening that, you know, he has a plan. He has the blessings. And he has the blessings for us, and we need to trust and we need to look to him. And just, you know, I mean, Ruth trusted. You know, Ruth trusted as she traveled. She trusted what she heard. She trusted what she saw. She was blessed because of her commitment and dedication.
Absolutely. And I just made a note to name this show, Your Trust is a Must. Because I think that is powerful, what God is saying. It's not an option here. Your trust is a must. Whoa, that's good stuff. Cindy, talk to us. Isn't that good? Woo.
That is that is good. And at the same time, he was saying, I'm blessing you right where you're at. So many times we're looking for those blessings, and we overlook the ones that he's giving us right here and now where he's got us.
Exactly.
And even though it's not where he's taking us in the long run, he's still blessing us on the path.
Right.
So people, don't overlook the blessings that are right in front of you.
Absolutely.
While you're searching for what you want, what you think is God's blessing down the road, yes, he's promised that. But he's still blessing us along the way, even during the trial, even in the times that we feel miserable, that we're not happy, that we're still searching. He can still bless us or use us to be a blessing.
Absolutely. You know, you're right on right there, Cindy, with what we're talking about here in Ruth chapter 2:8-9, because Boaz, who is a type of Jesus, is giving Ruth instruction, and he tells her not to worry. He tells her to stay right where she is, to stay focused. And he says, when you get thirsty, go get a drink from the water. And she recognizes that she's being blessed right where she is. Cindy, that is exactly the point you just made. And Ruth realizes this is not 10 years down the road. This is right that moment God is blessing her. And I think we need to be thanking God for those blessings and trusting him for tomorrow and tonight and the next day and a week from now. Trust is a must. This is right on. Look what Ruth does in verse 10 of Ruth 2. She drops to her knees, bows her face to the ground, and she receives all this in humility. And she says, how does this happen to be that you would pick me and treat me so kindly? I'm a foreigner. In other words, she said, do I really deserve all this favor? The title of our series is Finding Favor Forever. This is not a fleeting favor. This is not favor that comes and goes and suddenly we don't have it now. Oh, what happened? What did I do? No, we have at our disposal, we have favor forever. Nan, talk to us about that, and then we'll get back to Cindy.
I'm learning a lot about his favor.
Okay.
I'm learning a lot about his blessings and what he has.
Yes.
You know, I'm working on a book that part of the title is Believing and Receiving God's Promises.
Yes.
And, you know, some people may be thinking, but I don't deserve.
Right.
Well, I don't deserve. You know, but we're covered by the blood of the Lamb, and because of that,
yes,
we do deserve.
Yes.
We do.
Amen.
Deserve. We don't.
Amen.
Deserve in our own humanness, but because of whose we are.
That's right.
We are entitled to forever favor.
Yes.
From God. We're entitled to that. It says entitlement as a child of his.
Yes.
And it's there for all of us.
Woo.
And people need to realize it is there for them, regardless of what they've done, where they've been, what
right.
they're doing. It is there for them. And just as it was for Ruth, as she moved forward. Ooh. Ruth moved forward. As she moved forward, she found the favor. The favor
yes.
came her way. And as
yes.
we move forward in the Lord, doing what we need to do, the favor comes our way.
Woo! Before I go to Cindy, when you said that, it reminded me of 1 John 3:1 and also I think verse 2 maybe, but especially 1 John 3:1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that's what we are. The reason the world does not know it is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. That's actually the first three verses of 1 John chapter 3. So 1 John 3:1-3. Whoa. How great is the love the Father has for us, Cindy. How great is that love? Woo! Praise God. That just blesses me.
When I stand here and look back on my life and consider where I could be right now,
right,
I know that I have had favor
mm-hmm.
with God.
Yes.
All along, all the while,
right.
the whole journey. I mean, I have been in some pits in my life and in some circumstances that I didn't think I would even live through.
Right.
But that was it. Pressing on, moving forward, not letting that situation take me out.
Right.
Entirely, with what little bit of hope or faith I might have had at the time, pushing forward to the next step, just doing the next thing that I knew to do.
Right.
Got me on to the next level.
Yes.
But after years of this and looking back, oh my goodness, what favor
uh-huh.
God has shown me in every situation Woo. In my life, or I could not be standing here to share this
right.
with our listeners.
It's be
and, you know, it's overwhelming. It's,
yes.
it's amazing the favor that he has shown, and it's for everyone.
Well, it takes
for
me.
Everyone.
It is, and it takes me right back to what I just read, 1 John 3:1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us. I like the word lavished. It's like he just poured out so much you can't even begin to understand how much God loves you. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. That's what we are. We're God's kids. Wow. Yes, yes, yes. Ah, this is good stuff. Ruth chapter 2, verse 10. She drops to her knees and she bows her head down and she goes, how could I deserve this? You know, why are you giving me this favor? And here's Boaz's answer to her in verse 11 of Ruth 2. I've heard all about you. I've heard about the way you treated your mother-in-law after the death of her husband, how you left your father and mother in the land of your birth, and you've come to live among a bunch of total strangers. God rewards you well for what you've done, and with a generous bonus besides from God, to whom you've come seeking protection under his wings. And what that shows is Boaz saw Ruth's heart. Dear one, sometimes we think we can hide behind a facade and people won't see our heart. But you know what? I've learned through many, many years of ministry, people's true colors come out, Nan. They do. And I'm just saying, Nan, because I want you to comment on that, not because I've seen your heart, Nan, and I've told you this, and Cindy, yours too. I've known Cindy. Nan, I have known Cindy for, gosh, what, Cindy? 30 years, maybe. Long time. Gosh, that dates us, Cindy, but it was clear back when I performed the wedding for you and Jim and the five kids. And what year was that?
1990.
Okay.
Would have been our 25th wedding anniversary.
Okay. So, I mean, we've known each other a long time, and we've been through difficult times and storms, not with each other, but I mean, in life, you know, where our paths have taken us down some difficult times. But yet, just like Ruth, her heart was exposed to Boaz, who is a type of Jesus. Cindy, your heart. Man, your heart. That's why you guys are part of my radio team here on Living the Good Life, because I see your hearts. Betty, Megan, Pastor Jim, I see the hearts of our radio team, and we are in unity. We flow in the Holy Spirit. We flow in the anointing, and we've been through some hard times. Sure, Cindy, you have. I have. Nan has. But here we are today sharing the fact that God has so much favor for each of us. Psalm 5:12 says, his favor surrounds me like a shield. We're going to go to a song, and then I'm going to come to both of you for comments on all of this. This song is so good because it, oh my gosh, I am amazed. I'm always amazed. I just plan a disc of music and then God just takes it from there. This song is by the group Building 429 and it's entitled We Won't Be Shaken. How about that for fitting in right now?
This world has nothing for me. This life is not my own. I know you go before me and I am not alone. This mountain rises higher, the way seems so unclear. But I know that you go with me, so I will never.
trust in you, and we won't be shaken. We will trust in you, and we will not be moved. We will trust in you, yeah, we won't be shaken. We will trust in you.
Praise God. No matter what comes our way, we won't be shaken. Oh, no. Oh, no. Because we know that God loves us. We are his children, and we have favor with him. And he has a plan for each of our lives. Jeremiah 29, 11 to 14 says, God is talking here, and he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to bless you, plans to bring you into all this amazing blessing." And this is what Boaz is saying here to Ruth. He's saying, wait a minute, you have been good. You've got a good heart. You've got a heart after God. And I recognize it. And when God sees that, the blessings just flow. Talk to us about that, Cindy. Woo! Talk to us about that. Mm.
Well, I think that's something that you have to start believing about yourself.
Yeah.
And you have to start realizing, I have a good heart. I am a good person.
Yes.
I am favored by God.
Amen.
His word says that,
yes,
if I do this, if I love him, if I believe in him, if I have the faith, it's about believing what the word says.
That's right. That's
and
it.
Getting that down inside of you, and then start telling yourself that I am worthy.
Yes.
I deserve,
yes,
his favor. I deserve this.
Woo!
I'm chosen. I'm favored because of my heart.
Amen.
I am his child, and I deserve the inheritance of his gift and his kingdom. But I have also earned that because of my heart. And my
That's
goodness.
That's it.
And how I do treat other people, and
right,
how I unconditionally love other people.
That's it. And when we realize that, you know, the ability to love comes from God, okay? And because God loves us, then we learn to love others. You know, and some people are difficult to love, and we all admit that. But when we have a heart after God and we love God with all that is within us, then he allows us to be able to forgive offenses. He teaches us how to walk each day forgiving, letting go, moving forward, going on with him and the plan he has for us. And it's interesting because Boaz really talks about Ruth's goodness here. It's really good. Nan, do you have something?
I do.
Okay, here we go.
It's entitled, You Won't...
Oh, it's a poem.
It's a poem.
All right, here we go, Cindy. Another one of these.
You Won't Be Shaken.
Okay.
You can move forward in your life, trusting upon and depending upon me. I see the future that is before you, even when you of it cannot see. I am with you. Trust that I'm there. You will make it through all that you face. You can move forward in me, for you are covered by my grace.
Ooh, amen.
My forever favor is right here for you. Trust me, I'm making the way that you need. Read my word, pray to me, and praise my name. Of my direction, never fail to heed.
Amen.
Trust me, I will bring it all together. I will bring in the people to help you. Looking back on this time in your life, you will see that with me, you made it through.
Oh, that's right on. I received that. Woo, Cindy. Cindy, we can't hardly hear you. Can you? Cindy, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, now.
You
now I can hear you. Okay, go ahead.
What an amazing word through that poem.
Woo.
I just love it when Nan's on, because it's like God is just right here in the conversation with us. When he says what he wants to say, he just says it through a poem.
You are exactly right, and it's a prophetic word.
He chimes right in.
Yes.
But,
he chimes right in.
I like that, Cindy.
Chimes right in with the poem.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Well,
It's great. and we know that God's favor, God's love for us abounds.
Amen.
Because we're loyal, because we're faithful, because he sees our heart.
Amen, he does. And just like Boaz saw Ruth's heart.
Yes, and he sees right through a person.
That's right.
To their heart. And I don't know, it's just so, it's so overwhelming to understand how all of it is supernatural, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. seem to the average person unbelievable. Or how could that be? How does it all work? But until you just start accepting the truth and have an open mind to it and believe it, and just like today's show, if you're listening, if you have an open mind and an open heart, receive what you're hearing here today, receive what God has to say today, and just believe it by faith.
Amen.
That what we're all saying is believable and true.
Amen.
For you, just as it is for us. And it takes time. It takes time to look back and say, wow, it's true.
Yeah.
Wow, it's evident. The evidence is there.
And when we do that, Cindy, and we see how our lives parallel these lives in the Bible, and how God speaks to us through like a story like this from the Book of Ruth, and we realize that this pertains to us. It's not just a story about somebody. This is God speaking to us, concepts through his word. It does what you said earlier in the show, Cindy. It gets me all faithed up. It really does get me all faithed up here. It really does increase my faith in God, because Boaz is a type of Jesus, and Jesus sees our goodness. Jesus sees our attitude. Likewise, guys, Jesus sees things in our lives that need work. And the Holy Spirit will prompt us to say, you know what? You got to quit doing that. Or, you know, wait a minute, wasn't that a lie? Or, wait a minute, is that the right attitude you have? I mean, really, are you bitter? Are you unforgiving? Whatever it might be, the Holy Spirit is all the time working, seeing the stuff going on in us, the good and the bad. And when we see the bad and the Holy Spirit prompts us, he expects us to repent of that. If we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Nan, comment on that, because I think a lot of times people are so afraid of God seeing what they really are. But you know what? He does. He does. So we can't hide. We can't hide. There's a verse in the scripture that says we can't hide from God with whom we have to do. You know, we're going to have to give account someday of what we've done in this life with the talents we've been given, with the blessings we've been given. What have we done with it? Have we spread the gospel? Have we helped others? Have we encouraged people? Have we prayed for them? What have we done with what God has given us? Talk to me, Nan. Talk to us.
Well, some people don't, like you say, I mean, God sees our makeup. God sees what we think. God sees what we feel, whether we tell him or not, you know.
But that's right.
And I think, you know, as he, you know, there's scripture in the Bible that talks about he's the potter.
Yes.
And we're the vessel.
Right.
And what the potter does,
Jeremiah 18, yes,
that vessel, mm-hmm. and to make a beautiful vessel.
Right.
You know. And I want to be known as a beautiful vessel.
Amen.
And that should be all of our desires. I mean, right. I want to be known as someone who will reach out to you if you're hurting, who will reach out to you if you need. If I have it within my ability to share, I want to be able to do that.
Right.
You know, and he knows our heart and he sees our heart. Because we're that vessel, he's making us unto beauty. There are times that, yeah, a little bit of rough edges in a particular area. Maybe
we all have them.
Whatever it is. I mean, we can name all kinds of things. But he's working on
those.
And he does that because he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do that to be mean or cruel. He does it because he loves us.
Right.
And I think as we spend more time with him and as we continue to grow in the Lord, we can actually almost become thankful that he shows those things.
Sure.
To us. You know, at the beginning, if you, you know, you come to know Jesus, or, you know, and you start walking the life and he starts doing that, you kind of like, you really don't like it because you're not used to it yet. You know?
Right. Yeah.
But, and it doesn't mean that when you're further and further along that you really necessarily like it, but you're appreciative that he loves you so much that he would show that to you. So that
it's like a best friend who says, hey, you know, you're kind of off there into a lot of worry and doubt. You know, you got to get faithed up. You know, come on, let's get back on the track, you know. And that's what the Holy Spirit does, you know, and shows us those areas. Talk to us about this, Cindy. It's good stuff. This is a great show. Praise God.
And as he's changing us and showing us those things, what went through my mind as Nan was speaking is, when we accept that and we let him make those changes in us and will some things over to him to get rid of that he sees that maybe he doesn't like or that doesn't need to be within us or in our selves.
Right.
We start, when we look in the mirror, we start liking ourselves better.
Yes.
We start looking better. We start feeling better. We actually start loving ourselves.
There you go. There you
go. Our attitude towards ourselves it becomes better. Today, I love myself.
There you go.
And I can't emphasize enough to the women out there who have been beaten down and feel so ugly.
Right.
And feel so unworthy that God can turn that around.
Amen.
So that you can get up every day and look in the mirror and feel beautiful.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And amazing and feel like when you go out that door that I have so much to offer the world today.
Amen.
Because I'm an amazing person.
Woo!
That's what happens when God starts taking all the junk away and you let him.
Amen.
And it's not weighing you down with worry and depression and sadness. When all that is lifted and you can smile, I mean, even your countenance, your facial features, everything takes on a different look.
It's true.
A different look.
It's so true.
See it when you look in the mirror. And
I agree.
That's what I like about it the most, is letting God get a hold of me and take out all the stuff that he doesn't want to be there. And all the stuff he sees that sometimes I don't even recognize.
Right.
But it will change you as a person, as the way to the way you feel about yourself, the way you look at yourself, and the way you treat yourself.
There you go. Right on, Cindy. Yes, Nan.
There was something key that she said in there. Said, as you let him.
As you let him. That's right.
It's a choice. It's our choice. Mm-hmm. He's willing. But is our choice whether we choose to want to give up whatever attitude or whatever he's asking us to.
A lot of times we feel entitled to the anger, the bitterness, or whatever, the unforgiveness, or whatever it is that we're hanging on to. We think, well, I'm not going to, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I was wronged. Well, you know what? You're hurting yourself by hanging on to it. And what we see here with Ruth is that Boaz recognized the goodness in her. And then it's very interesting. The very next thing, Cindy and Nan, I just love this in Ruth 2. So she joins the harvesters and Boaz says, come over here and sit down. And he gives her bread and wine, which is symbolic of taking communion. And when we take communion, no matter what church it is, it's still the significance is still the same. The bread is representative of the body of Jesus. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And it was broken on the cross, his body for us. And when we break that bread and take it, and with the wine is symbolic of the blood of Jesus that was spilled for us for the forgiveness of sin. So it's so interesting to me that Boaz, after he declares her goodness, declares that God sees her heart and that she's on the right page with God, then the next thing is communion. You know, it's the bread and the wine. Do you want to comment on that, Nan? And then we'll go to Cindy for a comment. Oh, I love that. So right on.
I love when we take communion at church. You know,
we need to do this more.
We do need to.
Let's do it.
Let's
Friday.
Do it. Friday.
Let's do it. Okay, let's do it.
And it's just, it's such a comforting time,
yes.
I guess would be a word to use.
It's a reminder, isn't it?
It's a reminder
it?
Of,
yeah.
You know, and to take communion in your church body, you know, with your fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord, it just, I don't know, it seems to unify you with each other on the point that Jesus gave his life for us.
Amen.
You know, and just unity of spirit,
yes,
is there in our congregation when we take,
yes,
communion. And that's really important to me.
And it's great that Jesus, Boaz, a type of Jesus, offers that to Ruth. You want to comment on that, Cindy?
Well, just that the unity is,
yeah,
so important.
Yes, yes.
It puts us all in the same frame of mind, but it all, you know, it reminds us we're all here for the same purpose, that we have the same goal.
Amen.
That we all unite to love God for one purpose, but the unity is, there's power in that.
Oh,
there's,
yes,
power when we unite in prayer. There's power when we come together. When God recognizes that unity, I think it's so much greater help to us than when we try to do it alone, when we try to walk through this life as an individual and do things without the help and the unity of our church family.
Right.
And so,
good point.
So, yes, I think that the unity of the communion and it, Boaz recognizing Ruth in that way is, it was like inviting her into a unity.
That's right.
Of,
yes,
a friendship or just a reminder to her that he wants her to be a part of,
yes,
his family, the unity that he has established there. And he's accepted her. Be like accepting her as a family member, the way,
yes,
I look at it.
No,
it's reminding her that he's going to take care of her.
That's so right on. And because it goes in next, the next concept is the abundance that begins to happen in her life as she allows herself to accept that bread and that wine and what that meant. I love what you both said about that. This song by Terry McCallum is one of my favorites that I've known. I've known this song for many, many years. It's an older song, but it's talking about the glory of the presence of God in our lives. Remember, Boaz is a type of Jesus, and look at how Ruth's life changed when she received from Boaz the communion, the bread, and the wine. Listen to this song and let it minister to you.
You're here, Lord Jesus.
We give you rest.
to your rest. So
praise God, praise God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just love to be in your presence. Lord, we just love to learn of you. We just love to learn what you can do and are doing in our lives. And Lord, it's a joy to be in the presence of you, Almighty God, as you work in our lives on a daily basis. Lord, we lift up every listener that's listening live and that will listen in the future. And Lord, we just ask that you just particularly touch every single one of them, along with Nan and Cindy and I today, as you have reminded us of your presence in our lives, as you have reminded us of what you did with the breaking of the bread by allowing your body to be broken for us and your blood to be spilled out for us on Calvary. Lord, if there are any listeners right now that do not know you as their personal Savior, let this moment be the moment of acceptance. Let this be the moment where they reach out in faith and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart right now. I believe that you, Jesus, are the Son of God, that God raised you from the dead, and I ask you to come into my heart and to forgive me for anything I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you. Say that to him and accept Jesus into your heart right now by faith if you are not a born-again Christian who knows that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity. Just acknowledge that. Say it out loud with your mouth. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that God raised Jesus from the dead, and that he can live on the inside of you. If you believe that, confess it out loud with your mouth and invite Jesus into your heart right now. And Lord, we thank you for the glory of your presence in this show. Your anointing on the show has been amazing. It's been wonderful. The music, as always, God, you have just tailor-made it for so many out there. Lord, we thank you for our listeners. We thank you for those that are reaching out to you and accepting you and believing you and growing in you. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your presence. Oh, the glory of your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Nan, you got a poem?
It's entitled Breathe in My Presence.
Ooh, praise God.
My presence now surrounds you. Breathe in, sense that I am here. I travel with you on your path. To you, I am so very near. Praise me from the depths of your heart. You will feel that I'm right there with you. You can always lean unto me for strength. Even in your difficulties, it will shine through. Arise in praise to my name right now. I'm with you even this very day. You can feel my glorious presence. I am for you making the way. Breathe
wow.
in my presence.
Breathe in my presence. Whoa. Woo, the anointing is so strong. Oh, Cindy, what's God saying to you?
I'm in that anointing. I don't know.
Yes, I know. Me too. I'm basking in it. I know it.
I mean, that is it. Just enjoy His presence.
Yes.
Know that He is there, that His favor is with you. His hand is on your life.
Yes.
He has ordained the plan for your life. He will see it through. His promises are true. You just, as an individual, have got to face up and believe it. And I, as a witness, give God a try. Give all these promises a try.
Amen.
And you will see down the road that it is true, that His promises are true, that He does keep His word, and that it'll all come together as He's promised.
Ooh.
And maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but sometime down the road on that path that He's put you on, it'll all come together for your good.
Amen and amen. Faith up. Just faith up. Get the word in you. Go back and listen to some of these shows that we have. We have tons and tons on the Beacon of Hope website so that you can learn from these things. BOHMglobal.com. Go and use these and faith up. Get your faith level up. Nan, talk to us. What is God saying? Cindy, you're right on with all of that and the glory of His presence. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Well, I just keep feeling people need to be reminded that they are worthy to receive this.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And it doesn't really matter where they've been.
No.
Where they've been can help them in their story share at a later time as they're moving forward in their ministry. But they're worthy of forever favor from God.
Yes. And receive it by faith. By faith. Wow. You know, we're excited about this. The book of Ruth's only four chapters. We're almost halfway through it. And actually just taking those principles in this sweet little book and allowing yourself to realize that this favor that came to Ruth in a foreign land, in the town of Bethlehem. So interesting that it's a town of Bethlehem. So interesting that Boaz was from there and that he's a type of Jesus. And here we have Ruth stepping out and getting busy and going after the favor of God and finding it. And you need to be doing the same thing. Get your Bible. Start reading. We recommend that you start in the book of John in the New Testament. It is only 21 chapters. It will bless you so much. The book of John is the book that has all the I am statements that Jesus made. And there's seven of them. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He said, I am the light of the world. What have I left out? He said, there's seven of them. Anyway, the bread of life. I don't know if I said that. But he is all of that. And this book of John will bless you so much. Get busy and start reading it. It starts off with saying that Jesus is the Word. And so when you're reading the Word, you are really learning Jesus. And it's going to raise your faith. As Cindy says, you need to faith up. And one of the best ways to faith up is getting in the book of John and really starting to read and understand. I'm going to give you both a moment here for a final thought before we talk about the last couple of things at the end of the show. So, Cindy, it's been great. You've been able to be on the whole show. This is great. So we've enjoyed having you on, as always. And you're just such a wonderful encouragement to our listeners, Cindy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm excited to be on today. It seemed like it's been a while since I got to be on the radio with a busy schedule and things like that going on in my life. But
yeah.
I really like that slogan, get busy.
Yeah.
Like Ruth, she said, I'm going to get busy. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to do something. And I think that's what we all need to tell ourselves every day when we get up out of that bed is I need to get busy in the direction of the things of God.
Woo.
And then all the blessings will start coming if we do our part.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I like that.
That's right on, and that's a good final comment. That's great. Thank you, Cindy. God bless you. We love you, and we'll talk very soon.
Love you guys, too. Okay. All right, great.
Love
Nan.
You, Cindy.
I'm off to a birthday dinner.
Oh, okay. Oh,
eat some for us.
A little late, but Mom's treating me to birthday dinner.
Oh, this is for you. Yeah. Okay, happy birthday. All right.
We're off to Red Lobster.
Oh, well. Hey, you enjoy that. I love Red Lobster.
Fresh Florida seafood. It'll do.
All right, enjoy. Thanks for being on, and you are great.
Okay.
Talk soon. Nan, talk to us. Final thoughts.
Well, what comes to my mind is people just need to trust, and they need to look to the Lord to provide their needs, just as Boaz did for Ruth,
right,
as she moved forward. And I'd like to encourage them, if they're having difficulties even getting up. I know there was a couple of times last week I laid in bed, my alarm went off, and I said, God, I can't make this day without your help.
Right.
I know what's happening today, and we're preparing, and it's just really trying right now. And it's like, I can't make it without your help. And he's like, yeah, you're right. You can't. You need to call. You're right. You can't.
He agrees
with you.
You
need to call me, you know. And right. Ironically, it's so funny that I don't go early places, but for some reason, he's worked my schedule somehow out that I'm actually getting to work early this week,
yeah.
And I've been spending that time in my car with him.
Praise
listening
God.
To him before going into the hecticness of that day. And I would encourage the people to trust him.
Amen.
And to spend that time with him. Their time may be in the shower in the morning, whatever it is, trust him and spend that time with him, and he will provide, and he will give forever favor as we're looking for that.
Amen. And you know, these poems that God gives you are words from God, right? Hot right off the plate during the show. This isn't anything planned in advance. In fact, none of this is. We have a general idea where we're going in the book of Ruth, but we just let the Lord lead as we go through this show. And Nan, those poems, you have tons of them. If any of our listeners would like any of these, or maybe the poems from today's show, just write me personally, and that's pastor@bohmglobal.com. And just say, can you send me the poems from, and date the show so we know which poems they are, because this happens a lot around here. And that's pastor@bohmglobal.com. If you have prayer needs, Nan, encourage our listeners. We need to use our prayer line, because we hear from people around the world, and we want to hear from you if we can pray for your needs.
We do, and it's unified. People are praying.
Yes.
Pastor Jim or Betty put out the prayer need. They put out a prayer that you can pray along with that need. And what is so cool is to see the things come back through. You know, people, we encourage them, as they use the prayer line, as God moves in their lives, shoot us back another email. And those are posted too. God moved in this situation this way, or he just, you know, and it's encouraging to see. We know God's moving,
right?
But then we hear back and get feedback from how God's moving. And it's a very powerful tool, because, you know, when you have a unified group of people praying for something, God moves.
Oh, my, yes. So we want to be your prayer partners. And we've had this prayer ministry for several years, and a lot of people have used it. So feel free. Prayers, it's easy. Prayers@bohmglobal.com. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. Easy to remember. Prayers@bohmglobal.com. Give that address out. Somebody that you run into that is needing prayer, besides just standing there and praying for them on the spot, give them the prayer line address and tell them to go ahead and shoot us a prayer request, so that so many people can be praying in agreement with them. Prayers@bohmglobal.com. That's the address. Again, we encourage you to go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and go to the old shows. Just go to the radio broadcast page, and there's tons there, and they are cataloged by years and by title. And so you can, the ones that Nan was talking about earlier on the lies of the enemy, I think are in June 2011 or 2012, one or the other. I think 11, actually. But anyway, maybe 10, 11 or 12?
I said 11 or 12.
11 or 12, okay. So go there. Those are great. That's a great show. And there's a lot of really good stuff there. Also, join us on Thursday nights for our Go Yard show. And that is with Angel, Dr. Angel Falzoni, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. She's in our ministry, and it's with her and my other name, Mama Mac. So I got a couple names, and Nana Florida. You know, I got a lot of names, actually. That's for my grandkids. But you just feel free to catch us on Thursday night, 6.06 p.m. on tantalk1340.com. And then at various times on Starcom Media Network, you will hear this show, Living the Good Life, and you will hear Go Yard, because Ed, the owner there and CEO of Starcom Media, plays them quite frequently. So you can catch these shows. We encourage you to remember that God loves you. And to go back, if you need to hear this show again before it gets on our website at the end of the month, just, you can, sometime late tomorrow, you can pull it up on the tantalk1340.com website. Go to podcasts, if you're doing that, and go down to Living the Good Life, and you can hear this show from today. It'll be up there by tomorrow afternoon later. And also the Go Yard show. So, we're just glad you've joined us today. It's been a lot of fun. It always is. It's not far to Jesus. It's been Nan from Clearwater, Cindy from Indiana, and me, Pastor Marcia, from right here in Clearwater also, bringing the Word of God to you this day from Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We want to hear from you. You can write me, pastor@bohmglobal.com. You can actually be a financial partner with us and go to Beacon of Hope Ministries website, which is bohmglobal.com. You can find out all about that. God bless you. Have a great week, and we hope to see you next week. And tell people about the show and invite them to listen. God bless you. Have a good week. It's not far.